You know, if you're a member of Farm First Dairy Cooperative, you're already well aware that you work with a lot of different food-related partners all across the Upper Midwest. You also recognize that you've got great advisors when it comes to policy development. You also know that you've got analysts on hand if you've got questions about dairy markets. But did you also know that Farm First Dairy Cooperative owns its own quality labs? Yep, that's right. I made a trip up the Fox Valley to visit with the plant manager for Farm First Dairy Cooperative in the Fox Valley. Fox Valley Quality Control Lab, monitored and managed by Cheryl Hartman. Sat down and visited with her in her office and asked her to tell me a little bit more about the science behind how we handle and manage our dairy, and specifically how she got started with Farm First.
Well, I started way back in 91 as a college intern working for a lab. And when I graduated, they asked me if I wanted to come on and help get this lab started. And I've been here ever since.
Yeah. And how has things changed? Give me a little perspective from 92 to here we sit.
In 92, we were running very small farms, very limited number. You know, you might have gotten your milk tested once a month, and now we're doing everyday testing. Bacteria-wise, we have gone from running agar plates to the Petrifilm to now we can run about 1,500 samples in a day on the Bacto scans and get your results the same day.
Yeah. You were mentioning about how instead of being kind of chemist, you're electro scientist now.
Yeah, we've become electrical engineers,
yeah,
is what we call ourselves, because we no longer do the bacteria part. We're running machines that require,
yeah,
advanced knowledge of stuff I didn't know that I could even do.
Yeah, well, I took a walk around the lab, and it keeps moving at a pretty hefty clip. You said I missed most of the action today, huh?
Yeah, we start really early. Two of us are here usually by 4:30 in the morning to get everything going. We go through all the samples all come in on ice, and then we dig through everything and get them split to wherever they got to go, if they're going for bacteria, if they're going for components or whatever, or official purposes.
Right. Well, and you know, that's the thing. There's so much data generated on an average dairy farm these days. That milk sample is critically important. I don't think, you know, we get the results and we see numbers, but Cheryl, that really is important to the bottom line.
Correct. Yeah. Most of your paychecks are coming from that very vital, important information that, you know, your cell count.
Right. Well, and the quality premiums, if there's any still out there, that's all hinge on this.
Correct. Yeah. The quality premiums are a huge part. You'll have your field reps that are coming in from the different places, checking over to make sure the results are good and everything, too, so that they're paying accurately for the farm and the best price.
Hey, Cheryl. What about antibiotics then?
Well, that's a good question, Pam. Antibiotics is, there's this misconception, I guess you should say, that we often see labels on the milk at your local grocery store that say this milk is antibiotic free. And in the case of the dairy industry, especially the U.S. dairy industry, all milk is antibiotic free. And that's where our lab comes into play. No milk is unloaded off a milk truck or a tanker, however it comes when it's at the processor, until that one sample comes up and is tested for antibiotics. So at the plant, they might test it for antibiotics and say it does have a presumptive positive antibiotic. That milk will then be brought up to this lab, and then we verify that it's negative, and to keep that milk supply safe for everybody.
So that's something that both the dairy farmers should be proud of and consumers feel confident about.
Oh, I definitely feel so. I think Farm First members should be very proud of the fact that they are shipping antibiotic-free milk, and the consumers should feel safe that that's what is happening in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, and that is not to be taken lightly. I'm sure that you hold your credentials close to make sure your calibration and everything's up to snuff.
Oh, yes. We calibrate every day our results. And everything has to be in within our certain averages, certain standard deviation. When it comes to our Bacto scan, we run a known bacteria that it has to run in. So if it doesn't come in, we're not running that day.
Mm-hmm.
It's that critical to the bottom line of everything.
And again, information is power in the dairy industry, in our lives. Talk to me about day-to-day interaction that this plant, this quality lab might have with a plant, with an operator,
maybe even with a dairy. Tell me a little bit about how those interactions go.
Day to day, they're coming into. We're working with the dairy plants every day. They'll call us up asking if, you know, a certain farm is at this level or if they're at this level, because they might be troubleshooting a problem back, back at the cheese plant even, and they're just trying to trace it back to where it could be, and they know that they can rely on our accurate results to get the answer they're looking for.
That's, again, Cheryl Harmon's along with us. We're up in Kaukauna at Fox Valley Quality Lab, and what people may not realize is this is part of Farm First Dairy Cooperative.
Yep. We are one of the divisions that Farm First oversees all of our day-to-day basic stuff. We work with our member services to get accurate results out. They come in and they'll also verify our machines once a month to make sure we're giving the accurate results out.
Right. You know, and the other thing I'm wondering, seasonal changes or incidents, you guys see it in the lab, you can turn around and share that with field reps.
Correct, yeah. We will definitely see, especially as the weather gets warmer, cell counts will start rising, plate counts will start rising. You might be able to troubleshoot stuff a little sooner if you can get on top of that before it becomes an issue at the dairy plant.
Well, and we have to remind ourselves, Farm First Dairy Cooperative works with a lot of partners, we'll say. They may move milk from one place to the next, week to week, month to month, depending on where demand and price is. And that's why this is a critical piece of information to be able to market to those potential partners.
Correct. Yes, at any one time you can come up and say, you know, we have this lab, here's the results, here's their quality checks every day, because we are under, you know, stiff FDA and Department of Ag rules that we have to keep all our checks and balances in line with each other.
Well, and we said traceability, sustainability, those are two phrases that any dairy has become way more familiar with in the past couple of years. And I'm assuming that that plays in big with the assets that Fox Valley Quality Lab brings to the table.
Correct. Yes. One of our biggest thing is the traceability part of our job. We can keep our records. Well, we do keep our records for 2 years that we can go back at any one time and go back and say, on March 26th, this is how we were running today. And if anybody has any questions if they're questioning any of the results.
You keep that by individual farm, batch runs? I mean, like we said, information's power.
We keep it in batches of by each dairy plant.
Yeah.
So say you're going to Family Dairies USA, all that information, all those farms are in that group.
Right, right. What kind of technology are you seeing that you may have to learn again, Cheryl? You know, information keeps changing. The technology we have gets better. The vendor partners that Farm First Dairy Cooperative works with may be asking questions. Where do you see this kind of stuff going, this information or the technology?
Basically, they want the results that happened tomorrow. They want the results yesterday. That's where the future is going.
Yeah.
The faster we can get stuff out, the better. Mm-hmm. We made huge improvements when we brought in those Bactel scans 12 years ago. There's a new version coming out that we're going to be working with in the next year or two, to even make it even more streamlined to get bacteria results out. Right now, the Combi machines, you know, they can run 600 samples an hour, and you'll have your fat and protein and your cell count results.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How many dairies call you direct just because they're curious? I mean, you know, sometimes we're in spring flush, for example, and you want to know how the tank is reading. Do they ever call you direct?
Yes. Daily. Short and brilliant. Yes. Farms are calling every day. We welcome that. We also have a website that you could go to and check out all your information. You just have to go to the WW Fox Valley Quality Control Lab, or I should say it's foxvalleyqclab.com, and look up your patron number and put in your password and user ID, and all your results is there. Probably within an hour after it was tested. That's how fast we're putting everything out.
So that's really critical from an on-farm management. Mm-hmm. That dictates veterinarian, that dictates feed. I mean, that's some really relevant information.
Correct. Yeah. We have a lot of nutritionists that use our website they're checking on all their farms. And they just go on there to get it. Instead of even calling their farmer to get the result, they can go right immediately to the website and get it.
And again, folks, like we said, if you're a member of Farm First Dairy Cooperative, did you even know Cheryl and her crew in Kaukauna are here? That they are a part of your cooperative? Because they are. The services they provide are part of your menu of opportunities through Farm First Dairy Cooperative. That being said, Cheryl, because Fox Valley Quality Lab is a part of Farm First, I want them to understand you're an asset, not a liability. You know what I mean?
Oh, correct. Yeah. We're the asset that any of your memberships, can come in here and get extra testing if they want, even. We provide that service also.
Right, right. And if you're going to continue to sell milk to multiple parties and keep Farm First Dairy Cooperative healthy and viable like it is, you better have that information ready.
Yep, and we're here to give it to you. So at any one time, you can use that any number of different ways to do it.
That's all right. That's okay. So like we said, folks, don't look at it as a liability. This is a major asset for members of Farm First Dairy Cooperative. Information is power, and Cheryl Harmon and her crew here at the Fox Valley Quality Lab in Kaukauna are generating it by the thousands every day of the week, 7 days a week?
We work Monday through Friday. We're usually here 7 to 3, but we are here on Saturday mornings running samples also. The only day we take off is Sunday.
Mm. And they'll be happy to try to help you regardless of if it's Sunday or not. Like she said, a lot of different people turn to Fox Valley Quality Lab for information that is critical today to keeping the quality in place that Farm First is so proud of, and also keeping those relationships intact with those end users that demand quality and proven results. Cheryl Harmon and her crew are putting that together. Again, if you want to find out more about the lab itself, go to Fox Valley QCLab.com or pick up the phone and give Cheryl or her crew a call. Like she said, they handle calls direct from farms every day. From Kaukauna for Farm First Dairy Cooperative, along with Cheryl Harmon, I'm Pam Yockey.